welcome to Beginning Meditation Part 8. In this episode, it might seem like I'm going off track a little bit. I'm going to be talking about the issue of self-talk, our inner dialogue, those things that we talk to ourselves about, our thoughts in our heads throughout the day. This does link into the last episode when I introduced my self-discovery meditation, and at the end of that I spoke about being able to integrate a meditation into your day-to-day life. So up until now we've spoken a lot about meditation as a daily practice limited to a certain amount of time when you sit down to meditate, as an exercise, as a practice. As an extension of that practice, many people find that they wish to change aspects of themselves for the better, to mold their personality in a more positive and beneficial way. Meditation can help with this because it helps us to be able to observe our own thought processes, our own emotional states in a clearer way. And so in this episode, we'll talk about how to help ourselves to begin this self-transformation process. Just before we begin, I want to tell you that on my website I've put a series of polls to get a better idea of people's meditation habits, reasons for meditating, how we meditate, that kind of thing. I'd be really grateful if you could take just 1 minute to go to my website, which is www.ihvh.co.uk, and to go to the polls section. You'll find that in the navigation menu at the top of the homepage. And just fill that out, because I'm hoping to be able to use those polls and the results of the polls after a while to come back in another episode and maybe discuss a little about people's meditation habits and the broader picture that we get from those results. All right then, let's talk about self-talk. What are thoughts? We all take them for granted. It's something that we all experience all of the time, to the extent that many of us have never taken the time to stop and reflect on our own thought processes, our own cognitive patterns. What are we thinking all day long? That might seem like a simple enough question, but if we take the time and put in the effort to become fully aware of our thinking habits over a period of time, which includes and is predominantly formed by our inner dialogue, our self-talk, those conversations we have with ourselves in our head. And again, this is something that many people, although they do it daily, are not aware of. What do you mean I talk to myself in my head? Some people will be aware of this, but almost everybody does it as a way of working things out, as a way of making sense of the world outside us, as a way of making sense of the world inside us. There are many positive aspects of our self-talk, but equally, self-talk can develop into a severely negative trait. And by negative, I mean it can hinder our development, our expressiveness, and our true perception of ourselves and the external world. If we are constantly sabotaging our own efforts and our own self-confidence or self-worth through negative self-talk patterns, habitually negative in a dialogue. For example, telling ourselves that we don't have the capability to do something that we're trying to do, and so we give up. Or telling ourselves that we'll never achieve something, so it's not worth even trying. Or making ourselves fearful of something that hasn't yet even occurred. There are many examples, and it's an extremely common characteristic of the human mind. We limit ourselves on a daily basis because of that voice in our heads which tells us we can't do something, or we get annoyed with people because we talk ourselves into an angry state. Why did that person do that? They shouldn't have done that. They were taking advantage of me. I should talk to them. And a lot of the time, instead of talking to the other person about the situation or the event which is annoying us and making us angry, we talk about it over and over and over in our own heads, and it becomes magnified. But even worse than that, because it's in our own heads, it's going round and around, and there's no outlet. So it's pent up. And we end up suppressing the emotions that are associated with this loop of negative self-talk. So how can we best deal with these self-talk issues? Well, in my personal experience, the best thing is to first just become aware of the fact that we do this in our lives. And so perhaps after listening to this recording, in the next few days you can take the time to just become aware of your own self-talk patterns. You may notice yourself halfway through and in a dialogue. And to begin with, don't judge these inner dialogues as good or bad. Just notice them. When I say don't judge them as good or bad, instinctually you will realize that some self-talk is beneficial to you and other self-talk is not. But don't become frustrated with yourself about when you realise that you're engaging in negative self-talk, because that's just self-defeating. It's a vicious circle. Just noticing the negative self-talk and the positive self-talk, just becoming aware of how you talk to yourself in general, what the thought processes are in your head, just becoming aware of those, beneficial and non-beneficial, is a big step. And it's kind of like mapping out the territory before beginning the expedition. So you want a good map first, you want a lot of detail. It may be a good idea to make notes on your self-talk as well, when you have the time. Maybe once a day for 3 or 4 days. At the end of the day, you could jot down different occurrences of self-talk, of inner dialogue, which you became aware of throughout that day. What provoked it? Was it beneficial or non-beneficial? Why? Did it seem to have a compulsive element? Was it focused on something concrete and real in the physical world? Or was it to do with your inner workings and emotions and feelings about something? For example, was the inner dialogue something very practical in everyday life? For example, thinking in your head about working out a mathematical calculation, or thinking about the instructions to to build a flat pack piece of furniture and working out a problem, something like that? Or was it more to do with your perceptions of something or your reactions to an event or to a person? Once you feel that you're more familiar with your own inner dialogue and you've identified which self-talk is beneficial and which is not. And by the way, you'll probably notice that a lot of your self-talk is repetitive. There'll be certain issues which will come up and surface over and over again. And you need to ask yourself, why are these things coming to the surface continually? Is it because it's something that I need to deal with and that really I'm repressing? You may feel as if you're dealing with it, but it could be on a superficial level. Is it something that needs to be probed more deeply in order to resolve some issue? And these sorts of things could be dealt with in a form of meditation. On my website, there is a Kabbalistic introspection page, and the form of introspection introduced there could be beneficial if you realize when analyzing your own self-talk that there are issues that do need to be confronted, that do need to be delved into more deeply and analyzed and perhaps diffused, or resolved may be a better word. You've identified your self-talk, you've begun dealing with repetitive self-talk, which really isn't serving much purpose and is using energy, mental energy. And then there's the type of self-talk which arises as an immediate reaction to an event going on at that time in your life. And some of that will be beneficial, some will not be beneficial. If your self-talk is negative, in the sense of putting yourself down, the saboteur, sabotaging your own thoughts, your own self-worth, like I said earlier. And you can read more about this tendency that many people have to sabotage themselves. You can read more about that in an article I've written in an archetype series in my blog on my website. But it links in with this topic. So, if you are putting yourself down constantly, I can't do this, I shouldn't even try, he's better than I am, so what's the point? I never was any good at maths, or I can't draw, so I'm not going to bother trying. You know, the type of thing that come up day to day. Are these statements realistic? Or is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Are you really unable to draw? Do you really have no artistic ability at all, and no potential to develop artistic ability with practice? That's very unlikely. Or is it more a case that you have continually, frequently, been telling yourself since the age of 11, whenever, every now and again, or whenever the occasion arises, you've been telling yourself, I can't draw, I can't draw. And that's a type of negative affirmation. You're suggesting to your own subconscious mind on a regular basis that you can't draw. So of course, when you try to draw, you're unable to. Or you don't have the motivation to want to improve, because you've been telling yourself frequently, for years possibly, that you can't draw, that you can't add up, that you can't drive well or speak in public, that you can't read properly or you can't learn another language, that you're no good at sports or whatever. It's particularly important if the issue that you are sabotaging for yourself is something which affects you day to day. If it's something which interferes with your daily life, which is the case with things like phobias, for example, which is a slightly different issue. But phobias are based on negative self-talk, and also, in many cases, a quite prominent memory, a memory of an event that happened usually in childhood, which has implanted this seed of fear and anxiety related to an object, a type of animal, a situation. And this is what, in some systems, is called the basic self, the part of us which is in charge of our survival. The self-preservation instinct has taken over when we felt defenseless, when we felt unsafe because of something that happened. The logical mind didn't have time to interject at that precise moment when this fear was being established, because it was an instinctive reaction, survival instinct. A balloon bursting when we're a young child right next to us and scaring us because we're programmed to react to loud, unexpected noises. When we're young and we haven't really got experience of the noise that balloons make and the fact that they're harmless, that imprints a very strong pattern in our brains, a neurological pathway, which, unless we work to overcome it, will affect us indefinitely. And we know in our conscious minds that our reaction to balloon popping, if that's the phobia that we have, it's exactly the same, though, with phobias of the fear of the dark or heights, spiders, whatever. If it's an irrational fear, which is a loose definition of a phobia, an irrational fear, for example, being afraid of a venomous snake which looks like it's about to attack us, isn't an irrational phobia. It's a rational, useful instinct, a survival mechanism. Being afraid of somebody coming at us with a sharp knife who looks like they're about to kill us isn't an irrational fear, that's a logical fear. But phobia is a fear of something which can't usually hurt us. It's just an association. We've been conditioned to fear something. Now, phobias can also be perpetuated by negative self-talk. And then you gradually get closer and closer to the thing that really scares you. And then you realise that it's not so bad. The logical mind kicks in. Okay, the balloon just burst. It made a loud noise, but I'm safe. Nothing happened. Because the negative self-talk that was going on, possibly beneath the surface level, was that you were in danger, that you could have a panic attack and to the point where you stop breathing or you have a heart attack, or that the balloon could burst and hurt you, or whatever. If it's a phobia of dogs, you may fear that the dog will attack you. So once this is realised and accepted by the conscious mind, we can overcome the negative self-talk and the imprinted habitual or instinctual reaction to the stimulus and move on. So self-talk can have huge effects in our lives. And like I started off saying, so many people are not even consciously aware of the fact that they have this inner dialogue going on more or less continually throughout the day. So, take control of your own mind. Become the master of your own thoughts. Take time to recognize your own self-talk patterns, and then to combat the negative, unwanted, unbeneficial self-talk. Confront it head on. Is it logical? Does it make sense? Is it repetitive? Is it linked to an underlying issue which needs to be dealt with, which needs to be addressed? Can you add more positive self-talk consciously throughout the day? Instead of telling yourself you're no good at such and such, tell yourself you are able to do something. Because we create our own reality to a very large extent. The subconscious mind, which is programmed by our self-talk, is a very powerful tool. It can make us ill if we are very stressed, if we're worrying a lot about something, if we're anxious, it can make us physically sick. It can make us fearful and sad, depressed. But it can also produce very positive, fulfilling results if we alter our self-talk and make it more positive consciously. So add a positive affirmation throughout the day. And in particular, it can be useful if you link it to a specific situation, event. If you feel you're not good at art, at drawing, and that comes up, tell yourself that you are able to improve your artistic skills. Take a bit of time to practice and to enjoy it so that you have that positive experience to draw from in the future. I'd like to finish with a short poem called Captain of My Soul by William Ernest Henley, written in 1875. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.